This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for February 17th. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. House voted 233 to 198 yesterday in favor of an amendment to strip funding for GE's F-136 engine from the budget covering the remainder of this fiscal year. The National Business Aviation Association notes that while the FAA's funding will be reduced under the Obama budget proposal, there are some bright spots for business aviation. The Aerospace Industry Association is happy with the Obama plan to fund NextGen, but disappointed in proposed funding for NASA. The FAA released its annual forecast Tuesday, predicting that air travel will more than double in the next 20 years, underscoring the need for NextGen ATC. The National Association of Flight Instructors has submitted a response to the FAA's recent notice of proposed rulemaking to require the inclusion of a photo on every pilot certificate. Here's another sign of a recovering airline industry. Delta and United Continental have made profit-sharing disbursements to their employees. Becker Avionics says it exceeded expectations in 2010, generating revenues of $5.5 million, up from $3.6 million in 2009. A Florida flight school says it will install voice and data recorders in its fleet of 30 single-engine piston planes. And Kermit Week's Fantasy of Flight Museum will host its third annual Boy Scout Aviation Camporee, March 18th through the 20th. If that doesn't make a kid want to be a pilot, nothing can. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero Briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, Bob Poole of the Reason Foundation tells me why private screeners are better than TSA screeners, especially when the TSA screeners go union. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.